shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The power to live the Christian life. You can write it down. You need to write this down. This is good because most of us don't have the power. Most of us ain't walking in the power to live the Christian life. Most of us are born again and suffering. Most of us are surviving, getting day by day. Come on, he gives you the power to live the Christian life. In other words, he gives you the power to be an overcomer. Watch this. John chapter 14, verse 16. He says this. This is Jesus praying with the disciples. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you," everybody, say it with me, "another helper." He will give you, we'll try it again. He will give you that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and watch this, and will be in you. Now, this is a great word because verse 16 says this, you shall receive another helper. Everybody say another helper. And if you got a King James Bible, it probably says you will receive another comforter. Amen. That word another right there is a very interesting word. And I don't want you to miss this. There's two words in the Greek language that mean the word another. The first one is heteros. Everybody say heteros, which is where we get the word heretic from. It's where we get the word heresy from. It means something that is opposed to or something that is the opposite of. When somebody is telling me something that's not true, they're telling me a heresy. What are they doing? They're taking a truth and they're telling the opposite of the truth. That's a heresy, amen? They're making a false claim or a false statement about something that is truth. There's another Greek word called allos. A-L-O-S, allos, which means it is the same as or it has the same component. So Jesus says to his disciples right here in John 14, he says, I'm sending you another helper. And that word another right there means the same as I am. I'm sending you another God that's just like me. I'm sending you God. In other words, the Holy Spirit is God. Come on, stay with me. I know this might challenge some of your theology. The Holy Spirit is God. He's not a force. He's not an it. He's God. Just like the God the Father and God the Son, he is God the Holy Spirit. He's not a lesser God. He's God. Somebody shout, he's God. How many know there's not like God, like supersized God, and then there's like Jesus, the decaffeinated God, and then there's God light, the Holy Spirit. That's not how it works. Some people think that God is the main God, the Father God is the main God, and then there's Jesus who's sort of the representative of heaven, the God that came to the earth, and he's a little bit lower than God, and then there's the Holy Spirit who shows up like a little white dove at the end of a Hallmark movie and fluttering around. The Holy Spirit. Ooh. Listen, he's not less than. All three members of the Godhead are God equally, but they submit to each other according to the purpose for which they exist. They are three in one. There is one God with three expressions of who he is. Amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
And this is what Jesus said. He said this. Jesus said, it is better for you that I leave. What a crazy statement. They just kind of hung out with Jesus for 3 years, and life was good. Miracles were happening. Happy meals, feeding 5,000, more fish than you could ever catch. I mean, Jesus is the guy. What can be better than hanging out with Jesus and sitting around a campfire with Jesus talking about the things of heaven? Amen? Huh? I mean, that had to be hard to imagine for some of these guys. You're looking at people that walked with him, amen? And Jesus said to them, it's better for you that I go away, but when I go away, I'm going to send somebody back to you who is just like me, but in a different form. And he will not only be here with you like I've been here with you, he's going to be in you. He's going to live in you. Somebody say he's going to live in me, amen? And watch this, and he's coming to be a helper. Somebody say helper. That's good news for us, amen? Now, what does that mean? That's the Greek word parakletos, parakletos. Somebody say parakletos. And listen, I'm not trying to impress you with my knowledge of Greek because I really ain't got none. You know, I figured this out along the way, all right? I can barely pronounce this stuff, so just stay with me. But it's good stuff. It helps you learn. I want you to understand this in detail because it was used before we ever talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Parakletos was a very common term during the time that Jesus walked on the earth in the Greek culture. And Jesus said to them, there's another one coming like me who will be your Parakletos. Now, in Jesus' day, a Parakletos was an individual, and this is a legal term. They were like a lawyer or a helper that would come alongside. So when you were taken to a place or you were taken to a meeting or you were taken into a courtroom or whatever, you didn't go there alone. So you didn't have to go in there and feel vulnerable. You never went alone. How many of you think that's a good idea? Amen? Now let's just say Mike here on the front row. Mike Carroll, stand up, Mike. Turn around, wave everybody. Mike's got this big problem. Everybody be quiet now. Just keep looking up here. No comments. Amen. Mike's got this problem. Somebody's about to make some big decisions on Mike's life, and there's somebody pointing a finger at Mike. There's a prosecutor, there's a judge, and the prosecutor is going, you did it. You are guilty. You good for nothing. Blankety blank blank blank. You did it. And you are never going to amount to what you're supposed to amount. So he's standing there, and somebody that has the ability to make a decision about his life, somebody that can alter the course of his life, and he's in the room with somebody pointing a finger at him and saying, you don't have what it takes. You can't do it. You ain't going to measure up. You remember what you did last week? Remember how many times you fell last week? How many know you don't want to be in that room by yourself? You want to have somebody there with you. Because here's the prosecutor. I tell you, sit down. Come on. Here's the prosecutor accusing you, and there's a judge that's about to make a decision about Mike that's going to alter his future. Amen? But a Parakletos comes along. Come up, stand up there with him, Bill. Go over there by him. Put your hand around him. Put your arm around him. Hold on to him. Y'all face the congregation. Turn around. A Parakletos comes along, and he says, hey, Mike, I'm your Parakletos. I'm going to come in the room with you, and I'm going to stand here beside you. And while they're making accusations at you, you won't be alone. I'm going to be standing right here with you. And when he gets done with his accusations, when he gets done pointing out your weaknesses, when he gets done pointing out your failures, I'm going to start pointing out all the things that are right and all the things that are working and the capacity that you have and the ability that you have. Not only am I going to point it out, I'm going to give you the ability to fulfill all those things that have been promised you that you didn't think you could fulfill, because I'm going to be your aid to help you do what he says you can't do, you'll be able to do. Come on, give him a round of applause. Amen. So listen to me. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, every time the devil wants to stand up and say to you, your marriage ain't going to make it. Your kids are a disaster. You don't know how to parent. You've messed them up from the very beginning. You had no business even ever having children. You ain't got no sense to run a business. Where in your right mind did you think you could ever run a business? You don't have what it takes to forgive somebody. You don't have what it takes to have the right heart. Then the Holy Spirit comes alongside of you and says, hold on a minute, boy. Don't be taken in by their accusations. Don't you believe those lies. I'm here to be your helper. And whatever you lacking, I got. Whenever you fall short, I'm going to lift you up. Whenever you fall down, I'm right here. And I'm going to give you the power to do what God created you to do and live the promise over your life. Hallelujah. Whatever's deficient in you, I'll make sufficient. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to thank God for having a helper. And guess what Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, what's he going to do? He said he's going to testify of me. He's going to somebody shout testify. So when the prosecutor's standing there testifying about all your bad decisions and all your bad behavior and all your bad mistakes, he's going to say, you know what? The Holy Spirit's going to testify what Jesus did for you. How Jesus died for you, how he shed his blood for you, how your debt's been paid in full. He's going to testify, amen, how he redeems your life from the path of destruction, how he made you brand new. Isn't that nice for the Holy Ghost to go, excuse me, devil, he's brand new. There's a seal on him in case you're blind. Let me just point it out. He's been sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2 says this, there's three that witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit, all three testify about you. No. Some of y'all miss that. Come on now. In heaven, there's three that testify about you. The Father, because what he sees in you through Jesus. The Word, because that's where you came from. I mean, God spoke you into existence. You say, well, my mama and my daddy. No. God formed you before the foundation of the world. And when it was time for you to enter into the world, he took somebody's sperm and somebody's egg, and he put life in it and brought you here. Not your mama and your daddy, but God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then he said on earth, he said, there's three that testify on earth. The blood, how many know the blood testifies what he cleansed me from? The water, how many know every time you go down in the water of baptism, when you come up, the water testifies that you're not old, you're new. Come on, some of y'all ain't getting this. Y'all need to get this morning. Touch somebody and say, please get this. Huh? Somebody said, I went down in the water and I thought I just got my hair wet and I just had to fix my hair. No. It's more than that. It's more than that. Somebody say it's more than that. When you went down in that water tank, or you went down in the water down on the beach, and when the pastor said, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, what happened is you went down identifying with your old self, but you came up as a testimony identifying with your new self because of what Jesus made you. Amen. Hallelujah. And someone comes along and says, I don't think you're saved. Well, let me tell you something. The water will stand up and testify and say, oh, yeah, I remember. He went under and it came back up. He's testifying, amen? The blood, the water, and now it says the Spirit on earth will testify, hallelujah. Huh? You can't live the Christian life without the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't be an overcomer without the power of the Holy Ghost. You will bump through life like a ball in a pinball machine, trying to make it to heaven, hoping and believing in Jesus, all along the while, never reaching your destiny without the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I need the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:26 says, the Spirit helps my weaknesses. Everything that I'm unable to resist. Huh? Everything I can't accomplish. All the pressure situations of my life. All the stresses of my life. He helps me bear up under that stuff. And he gives me the ability and the capacity to overcome. He gives us the power to live the Christian life, and he gives us the power to love. Somebody say love. I mean, love ain't natural. Oh, you ain't even trying to help me. Come on now. Love ain't natural. Oh, Pastor, I love everybody. That's a lie. That is a lie. Come on, you was at the grocery store the other day, walking out to your truck, and somebody just pushed the cart and pushed it real hard, and that little cart thing, it catches, and it turned and missed and ran in your truck. You didn't get in your truck and go, I just love them. Oh, I love them. Bless their little heart. You didn't roll down and go, I love you. God's got a plan for your life. Don't worry about the dent from the cart in my truck. No problem. You didn't do that. Come on, you know what you did. We're not going to expose you in church. Come on, amen. Love is not natural. Love is supernatural. Somebody say it's supernatural. We by nature are selfish. Romans 5:5, the latter part of that verse says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by what? The Holy Spirit. How can I love the unlovely? Only by the Holy Spirit. Huh? Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Holy Spirit or the evidence of the Spirit is love. Listen to me. Unforgiveness, evil speaking, revenge, anger, racism, prejudice, exclusivity, all of it grieves the Holy Spirit of God. And it's running rampant in the church. It grieves the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of love. By definition, the Holy Spirit is love. Unforgiveness, bitterness is the works of the natural flesh. And listen, if you can call yourself a Christian and then you're acting like the guy down at the bar, hanging out, getting drunk, getting mad at people, getting angry at people, talking about people, or the guy, you ain't no better than the guy in the meth lab. Talking about the people that ripped him off last week. You just acting like everybody else that don't know Jesus. Somebody say, well, I could never forgive them for what they did to me. No, you can't. Not in yourself, but you can with the help of the Holy Ghost. You can forgive them all. Amen. You can forgive them all. Come on, help me somebody. I told you what the new F word was, right? The new F word is forgive. Come on, we changed it. Forgive them all. I got to forgive them all. I got to get rid of all this stuff in my heart. Amen? It's the Holy Ghost. You can do it. Why? Because He gives us the power and the ability to walk in love. How many know it's the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability that causes and compels us to go out and be witnesses, to preach the gospel, to talk about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, to set aside our personal agenda and focus on God's heart for people. So often in the body of Christ, the further we get removed from the people that we used to be, meaning the longer you walk with God, you tend to be less connected to the people who are where we used to be. We don't relate to their hurts anymore. We don't relate to their pain anymore. And what happens is it becomes very easy for us to develop a religious mindset or a smug attitude towards people and their problems, towards people and their habits, towards people and their sins. And we become like the Pharisees in the New Testament and we say, thank God I'm not like them. Did you see what they wore to church today? Dear God, they must have a lust issue. Pharisee. Pharisee. I can't believe that Pastor Jason let them get up on the platform when they just got through going through a divorce. Pharisee! That is not the love of the Father. Come on, are you hearing me? That's why I have determined that this church will not be a church that judges like that. We can't afford it. We ain't got time for it. We're too busy trying to get people into the kingdom of heaven. When I'm driving down the road and I see a homeless guy on the side of the street that's wasted on drugs, that's thrown his whole life away, I don't want to look at him and see a wasted piece of life. I want to look at that man on the side of the road and know that God has a destiny, that God put a dream on the inside of him, that God loves him and bore his sins, and that God died for him, and that God wants to give everything to him just like he gave it to me, that God doesn't see me any different than that lost person in the gutter. I want to be that compassionate person in the kingdom. Look down my nose at somebody and go, well, you made a mess out of your life. We ain't got time for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is now open. Black Beauty offers top quality hair products, human and synthetic hair. Get more value for less money and look your best. Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is located in Port St. Lucie at 1702 Southwest Bayshore Boulevard, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They can be reached at 772-380-6457, 380-6457.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, good morning again. Our time, it's 10:26 here at WCNO, and we're glad to have you tuning in and helping out here today at WCNO Radio. We want to let you know that we've had a couple of calls here recently, and that's been a big help to us. We want to thank Victor. I got to speak to Victor a little earlier today. He's calling from Port St. Lucie with a gift of $20, and we're thankful to you, Victor, for your gift of $20 here today. Jennifer from Lake Worth giving a gift of $50, and that's going to take us up to $117,970. And Jennifer, God bless you from Lake Worth. We appreciate your call here today at WCNO Radio. 888-221-8990 is the number to call. That's 888-221-8990. And when you call today, we hope that you'll make that gift of support that will keep Christian radio strong and on the air. That's 888-221-8990. We also have a local number today to call and make your pledge. If you wish to use this number, you're welcome to do so. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And then there are some that are going online and making their pledges on our website at WCNO.com. And it's pretty easy to do. You go to WCNO.com, and in the menu bar, you're going to find Donate. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the Donate page. And you can make a pledge simply with your name and address there. And how much you want to give, you send it to us, and we'll put a letter in the mail to you so that you can send in your check or money order when you're able to do that. If you'd like to give by credit card online, you can do that. When you get to that donate page, you'll notice over to the right-hand side, there's a little place there that says one-time gift or monthly gift. If you click on that, the page will just kind of go down to the appropriate place. Or you can just scroll down the page, you'll find it. And you can make a one-time gift. Or if you go down to the bottom of the page there, you'll see you can make a monthly reoccurring donation by your credit card if you want to set that up. All right? But let me again remind you that today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of our scheduled time for our prayer and praise time. We truly do want to reach our goal in the time that we have set aside. Many of you know that, you know, during the last fundraiser, last spring, we missed our goal. Well, we have done much better this time around. We are very optimistic that we are able to reach the goal. We are $77,030 away. A gift of $5 a month is $30. and that will take us to $118,000. We would be $77,000 away from the goal. But the goal is not just to raise money. That's